This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The e-commerce landscape in the region is booming as it's become the norm for us consumers to purchase different items online, from electronics to fashion and now even groceries as well. Aside from lower prices and higher quality, convenience is the key in the current competitive business environment. But the e-commerce world is brutal and has its own set of challenges. And on the show with me today is Marianne Chu. She's the country manager for Honestbee. It's an online grocery concierge and delivery service and started in Singapore in 2015 and now operating in cities like Bangkok and over here in Kuala Lumpur. Marianne, welcome to the show. Let's talk about Honestbee. You know, who are you guys? As you know, there seems to be an influx of, you know, online grocery services. So, you know, who are Honestbee here?
Thanks, Jeff, for having me on the show. Honestbee is actually an online concierge and delivery service. We aim to be the largest and most convenient marketplace in the world. And on top of that, we would like to provide a positive impact to the society as well. Mm-hmm. So take, for example, in Singapore, we actually hire a lot of elderly workers, disadvantaged families as well, to be part of our workforce. In Malaysia as well, we are trying to bring a positive impact to the community from the people that we hire and the jobs that we create. Mm.
Was this the idea, you know, in terms of you getting these people to work for you, was that the sole reason of starting something like Honestbee in order to help these people back?
Yeah, actually. Oh. So a bit of background about Honestbee, right? We actually started off as this company called LifeOp, wanting to match jobs, flexible jobs, from a disadvantaged workforce to the companies, actually. So it started off that way. It went well for a while, but we decided that we wanted to do something bigger. Why not, instead of just a job matching site, we provide the jobs itself. We create the jobs and put a positive impact to the community. Mm.
So why grocery then? Like, you know, from that idea to now, like a grocery platform, how did that shift happen?
So groceries is something that you require, every household actually needs, and there are not many players. So it's not a very saturated market for groceries, right? It's very easy for you to transport something like a handphone, electronics, dry stuff.
Yeah.
So easy. So why not start with the most difficult and the most challenging, which is groceries? Because you have a whole range of products. You have dry, you have fresh, you have chilled. It's tough, actually, you know, handling all these products. Can you imagine that we can deliver ice cream to you as early as the next hour?
Wow.
Yeah, so, and it will come in an acceptable condition.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. It's still an ice cream when it arrives. Okay.
It's not soup, basically. So if we could transport something like groceries, right, with that capability, it would be easy for us to transfer our skills now to the different businesses that we are opening. Mm. So for example, we started off with groceries. Now we are branching into food. For us, groceries switching over to food is no issue. Mm. If tomorrow, okay, this is just if, right, we want to transport handphones, right, why not? It's easy, right? It's dry, it's small, it's compact. But the thing is, we started off with the most difficult and the most complex product in the market, which is food, fresh food, raw food. Mm.
Yeah. So you decided to do the one that is the hardest when it comes to, you know, delivery service from an online platform because of the different need of groceries. Like you mentioned, there's fresh, there's cold, there's, you know, there's also the dry stuff, and, you know, all of them, they kind of, you it's the kind of thing that you go into a market and you buy it immediately because you have to use it within a few hours or, you know, it's ruined, right? So you call yourself, though, an online concierge and delivery service, though. Mm-hmm. That word concierge is the first time I've seen an online platform using it. Tell me why, though.
Because we want to put in the personalized touch. On our platform, you'll be able to order apples or bananas to the degree of ripeness that you actually want. So we actually, this personalized service that we offer, we are able to accept specialized and customized requests. So for example, we can get, I want to consume bananas over the next 7 days. Then you know that you cannot buy the super ripe ones, right, with the black spots. You usually need to purchase one that is more green, or maybe purchase two bundles, one with slightly more green, one riper, so that the customer can actually consume the yellow one first and then after that spread it all over 7 days.
Right.
So we actually train our concierge shoppers to actually do this.
Right. And how do I then relate that message that, like, you know, hey, I need, like, you know, a comb of bananas, but I need only a few of them ripe and a few of them not, right? How do I communicate in a platform like an online? Because it's not face-to-face. Yeah. I don't have a person that I can tell him, hey, buddy, like, I need this.
Yeah. So on our platform, when you pick an item, there's actually a footnote there or a text box there for you to relay all your special requests. We have people asking for like the ripest avocado to consume today. I want expiry date like X days ahead of time because I'm consuming over X days and all that. We have a lot of requests like that as well.
Mm. And you started in Singapore in 2015, but I guess the ideation phase was, you know, before, way before. And how long did it sort of, you know, take you in terms of the planning and going live in Singapore in 2015?
I would say maybe 6 months. The exact timeline, wow. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it would be around 6 months-ish.
And now you're operating in cities like Bangkok and over here in Kuala Lumpur as well. Was there a different change in terms of, you know, when you expand something like from Singapore where it's, you know, it's a market that's very, it's very close to each other. Everyone lives in a HDB flat or an apartment. It's easy to, you know, travel from one place to the other. And then you've gone to Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur, which is, you know, it's very far away from things. Like, you know, I'm living in Ampang but working here in Bandar Utama, so like it's a distance itself. So how do you cater to the different cities and the different needs of, you know, each city as well?
Yeah, okay, so every city they're in, we know that it's a very different landscape altogether. We're actually in 8 different cities, officially launched 6. So Singapore, Hong Kong and Taiwan are our most mature cities that are close to 2 years old, still shy of 2 years, but close to 2 years old. Then we have Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand, which launched in January, February, March of this year, respectively. And we have 2 other cities that we're operating in, but soft launch at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
So every city that we operate in, if you look at the transportation itself, it's going to be different. The density of the people, of course, is different. You're right. Singapore is like super dense. It's very similar to a place like Hong Kong, right? Super dense area in terms of people and partners as well. So in terms of the speed, they can do it probably at a faster rate at which we do. But if you look at the transport, Singapore market is predominantly a car market as well as Hong Kong, because we use these two as our main mode of transport. Whereas for Thailand, Indonesia and us, bikes are our main fleet.
Mm.
But if you look at the ratio itself, it's actually interesting. This morning I was looking at the numbers. Malaysia actually has a 1-to-1 ratio for car to bike overall.
Wow.
Overall, right? The whole Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Indonesia and Thailand, the numbers are way more skewed. I don't have the exact numbers, but they have a higher ratio of bikes to cars.
Right.
So
no surprises there, because, you know, they even got things like, you know, the Grab bikes and all that, right? So
yeah,
definitely then bikes has become... So then do you utilize those, you know, those bikes in order to do your delivery service, because it's the common mode of transport there?
That is one reason. Mm. And it's also the next hour promise, right? For us, imagine you go down the highway at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in a car. I don't think you want to do that. We're not going to fulfill our next hour promise, right? So we need to rely predominantly on the bike fleet. But bikes gives us a different challenge, meaning when rain comes.
Mm.
And then yesterday they were like flash floods, so that was a nightmare for us, seriously.
Wow.
So we actually had to like temporary halt orders for a while. We do that mainly for the safety of our bikers.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't want anything to happen to them, right? Touch wood. So we will halt the deliveries for temporary for maybe half an hour to an hour or so, and we'll reschedule accordingly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you look into a city before you decide to expand into that city, and what's sort of like the first step that you look into, and like, do you see, is there a problem that needs to be solved in terms of delivery, like, you know, time of delivery, like you mentioned, you know, some countries, you know, you can't have that 1 hour delivery because it's just impossible.
Mm.
So do you try to solve that, or do you look at the country and go like, right, you know, let's see how many people that, you know, sort of in need of a job, and that's where I come in and help, because that's how Honestbee in a way started at the first place, right?
Yeah, so it's a combination. I wouldn't say there's one factor. I mean, every business, they look at market potential, they look at population numbers, then they size it up accordingly. I think everyone goes through the same process. But I think one thing interesting about e-commerce, right, is that sometimes you don't know what you're missing until you introduce it into the market, and then you take it away, and then people actually realize that, hey, I really want this, right? Mm. So something like groceries, right? I don't know. Have you ever used Honest Bee before?
Well, no, I've not used any online grocery platform at the moment. Yeah.
Is it so that's the thing. Maybe all we need to do is introduce. So acquisition is probably harder, right? It's just to hook you into the door. Once you use us for maybe 3 to 5 times, and then you go like, oh, these guys are so convenient, and then I take it away from you. And you'll be like, I actually need this. Mm. Yeah, so... So you think about it. Today, I took one of the ride hailing companies out there, right? I booked a car. And then the time stamp showed was like 7 minutes to my ETA. And then I'm like, oh my God, 7 minutes. So long. Can you imagine like 3 years ago, right? If my friend told me that he was coming to pick me up in like 15 or 20 minutes, I'll be like, yeah, 15, 20, I can wait. It's no problem.
Or if you call like a normal cab service and, you know, they would always say wait for half an hour. And like,
yeah.
You know, first, you got to be on the phone and it takes a long time before you get through.
Exactly.
The operator.
And then when they tell you half an hour, you'll be like, yeah, that's acceptable, right? Yeah. Because the car has to travel. Now you tell people, I need to wait more than 5 minutes. And I was like, oh my goodness, so long. Cancel car, try another app. Mm. You see, it's the convenience that you need to just train people to accept that level of convenience. Mm. And once they get used to it, it becomes easy.
And we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, I want to touch on that convenience part and find out, like, you know, are we actually now spoiled? And how hard has it been for you in order to, you know, cater to the spoiled market that we have at the moment? Because, you know, we want things now. And, you know, as soon as I click buy now, I want it to be delivered, right? So we'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm talking to Marianne Chu. She's the country manager for Honest Bee. It's an online grocery concierge and delivery service. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
And we're back, and this is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Marianne Chu. She is the country manager for Honest Bee. It's an online grocery concierge and delivery service, and it started in Singapore, but we're happy to say that it's also here in Malaysia, so people can actually try it out. And you mentioned early on, just before we went for the break, that, you know, we are now spoiled in terms of, you know, wanting things to be faster, and, you know, delivery services needs to be a lot quicker. Next day delivery service, now just don't cut it anymore. Like, we want it in the next hour. And so so how do you cater to the market that, you know, that is us, who are really spoiled for choices and just being so demanding these days?
Right, so let's talk about the next hour promise, right, itself. Yes, consumers actually, we found that they actually do want things within the next hour. So just to share with you, since you're actually living in Ampang, right? Mm. We actually serve Ampang now, not the entire area, but the portions that are closer to the KL city centre, right? When we first started, because we serve Ampang all the way from Mount Kiara.
Wow.
Right? So to get there within the next hour probably doesn't make sense, right? So what we did is we opened up a next day delivery service. And what we found was that, interesting enough, more than 60% of our customers on average will place an order and then they'll cancel. We call them up and we find out why. Mm-hmm. And all of them tell us it's because it's not within the same day. Mm. And it's not within the same, like as early as, you know, a couple hours time.
Is this a grocery kind of problem that it's, you know, it's the next day delivery just don't cut it anymore? Because for electronics and fashion and clothing, it's probably not that as demanding as, you know, groceries though.
Yeah, so that's what we thought as well. So we ran some random like questionnaire tests, surveys and all that, right? And we asked people, so how about like electronics? Let's say I could get it to you within the next hour, would you actually buy and use this service? Mm. They're like, yeah, I mean, like, why not? So you see, that's the thing. It's about training the whole convenient mindset, right?
Yeah.
Once you crack that next hour thing, and then it becomes a norm already. It becomes like, I want next half an hour, next 15 minutes. It's about, I want it now, I want it instantly, and so on. And it's as good as you going to the store. Mm. So it becomes like no difference already, right?
Mm. Mm.
Now, that's the thing about spoiling the market. It's not only a time factor, and then it becomes a cost factor. So let's say you want to purchase a phone now. Where's the first place that you should go to, or the first 2-3 places that you go to?
Well, you just go online and straight away, you know, search for either on Lazada and all those platforms, or later on all those stuff, right? Yeah. Immediately you go into it.
Right? Mm-hmm. To do a price check and comparison across all these sites, find the cheapest, and then you get it, right? So that's the thing. Now people think, the perception is online is always cheap. They perceive that there is less cost. It's true. We don't have a brick and mortar cost. Mm-hmm. That is true. But what people don't realize is that there's actually a cost to maintaining an online platform, right? it's true that there are platforms, the plug and play types. I switch it on, it's there, but there's always an associated cost with it. It's always a maintenance cost. It's always a transaction cost. We actually need to pay for engineers to build that website for us, right? Mm. Maintain the website. Servers also don't come cheap. Maybe cloud or what. I mean, yeah, people sell you the fact that cloud-based service, you just pay a small minimum fee.
Pay as you go.
Pay as you go, pay as you use, all these terms. It still costs, exactly. So that's the thing. People always expect online to be cheaper. Mm. And that's why when we brand ourselves as a concierge service, we also charge a very small concierge fee. Because the thing is, we are here to provide a platform for people as well, right? We need to pay our shoppers. We need to pay our deliverers as well. Recently, over the past 3 days, we ran this RM1 campaign. Mm-hmm. 60 ringgit, 50 ringgit bundles up on our platform. We actually gave you a 49 ringgit coupon.
Wow.
So you essentially pay like 3 ringgit only. And then we actually had people asking us, why do I need to pay 3 ringgit? Well, like, we're giving you 49 ringgit. I'm not selfish or I'm not being calculative here, but I'm saying like be reasonable, right? Mm. Everything that we have done online or offline, everything comes at a cost, right? So it's about you need to be fair as well to both players. Mm. Yeah.
Is the market in the e-commerce space in Malaysia here a growing market? Like, is there a big boost and demand, because we see a lot of platforms just spurring up every single month or quarter. You would see a new startup and it's a new online platform. In terms of the usage itself, from Honest B's side, like what's your active users, and like how are you trying to push this demand, and what's the growth like?
So I think e-commerce market is definitely growing. Just look at like Facebook alone, right? We spend a lot of time on social media. I think on average, Malaysians spend like 159 minutes a day on Facebook.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's just too much of Facebook in a day.
Correct. As opposed to, I think the average is something like 109 minutes. So we do spend a phenomenal more time online nowadays. So what that means also is that more people are purchasing through online channels. Even Facebook as a place for you to, market your products and all that, right? Mm. So the trend for e-commerce is definitely there. What we want is people to actually get comfortable to actually purchasing online. So what people do sometimes is that they go online to check, but they still go back to the brick and mortar place to purchase the item or the service or whatsoever, right? So it's all about this training the consumer to actually move their traditional habits to more tech-savvy methods and habits.
And for your own staffs that you have, how's the training process like? What's the talent like? Is there a problem in getting talent in to do this kind of services, and training wise as well? Like, is it hard to train people to get up to the service quality that you set out?
Yeah, so talent is always an issue. Like, we are always hiring, be it internally for Honest Bee or our bees, or we call it our shopper and our deliverers. Because shopping is actually not easy. I think, so we get a lot of feedback from our customers, which we actually love, because this helps up our game. Customers will start requesting for, like, example, the banana or the avocado, or they ask for a certain salsa and all that. Some of it are very foreign to our shoppers. So this actually all requires training in place. Our shopping training process, it's actually about a week or so. If you want the shopper to be really good. I mean, I can train a guy to shop for under like an hour or so. But is the guy going to shop at that level that the customers want? Probably not. Like, if you ask me to undergo the shopping training myself, right? First cut I did, not great. I took probably like 2 hours or so to get like 30 items.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy when you're shopping for yourself. But when it comes to shopping for someone else, it's actually quite different, because you actually visit aisles that you have never been to. Yeah. So shopping process itself, it takes time. So the skill set, even hiring the trainer itself, we actually need a certain level of patience, a certain passion for grocery products, right? And of course, internal staff, we are always looking out. We're expanding crazily. We just recently opened up another vertical called Good Ship. It's actually like a parcel delivery service for businesses, actually.
Right.
And yeah, this means we need to hire more operations, sales.
So what's the expansion plans for Honest Bee from now till end of the year? What can we expect from Honest Bee in the next coming months?
We have a couple more verticals in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. I can't reveal which yet. But in terms of coverage area, we are going wider, further, more partners. I think that's always in plan for each of our verticals. So that's groceries, food, and good ship. And the biggest thing now is actually our Ramadan campaign. So you can book up puasa with Honest B2, be it on the food or the grocery side. We carry dates.
Yeah. Cool. And we can check it out at honestbee.com. It's just a simple registration. You're also available on, I'm sure, on apps as well, on mobile apps.
Yes,
as well,
on both platforms.
So, and which one would people normally prefer, though? Would they normally prefer to download the app and then surf through the app and buy stuff from the app? Or do they use desktop more, in the web browser more? Or which do you see more traction going on at the moment?
Okay, so for groceries, we know that it's a web market. People tend to go to web because it's the whole big screen. I love seeing a lot of things on my screen, right? So for groceries, it's definitely the website. Mm-hmm. For food, our value proposition is slightly different. We are going with the ASAP model now. So we are going with, like, if I want food, I want food now. So now on the go means on app.
Right.
App. So our food platform is actually only available on app at the moment. But in a couple months' time, it'll be available on web. But that's how we want to position ourselves as we enter the market.
All right.
It's about mobile, on the go, and fast.
Cool. Yeah. I've been speaking to Marianne Chu. She's the country manager for Honest Bee. It's an online grocery concierge and delivery service. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.